From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sarah Shariari. Today, George Kennedy joins us to share his weekly commentary for the Columbia Missourian. Kennedy is a former Missourian managing editor.
Mike Mathis began his sixth State of the City address Wednesday by telling a packed city council chamber that he was bringing mostly wonderful news. Both the adjective and the adverb proved accurate. He reported that Columbia is making progress on a number of important fronts. Poverty and unemployment are down, and high school graduation is up, especially for Black Columbians. New employers are coming to town. The airport is adding capacity and flights. He was clearly pleased with improvements he could report in the three sections of town targeted for attention in the strategic plan he proposed and the city council adopted a couple of years ago. In those areas where the minority population is concentrated, crime is down from the previous year in 7 of 8 categories. Community policing, implemented so far only in those areas, got a lot of attention. The officers assigned to that detail sat in the front row and rose to be recognized with our applause. We even got to see a short video of the winning conclusion to a season of youth basketball organized by one of those officers. The players were also present. He introduced them, and we applauded. I was struck by the contrast between all that warmth and the final hour of Monday night's city council meeting, when an angry group of women from Race Matters Friends, led by Tracy Wilson Kleekamp, demanded, again, the firing of our police chief. His critics complained, as they have previously, that Chief Ken Burton has failed to respond satisfactorily to the recent report on traffic stops, which shows that Columbia cops stop Black drivers at a rate much higher than the rate of stops of white drivers. The chief has expressed some skepticism about the real significance of the statistics. In a statement Wednesday, he said he expects that a new policy requiring written consent for vehicle searches will address the disparity. His boss, Manager Mathis, told the crowd in City Hall he is committed to wrapping up a comprehensive study of that issue and then making any necessary policy changes. Of course, the manager's less wonderful news had to do with revenue and taxes. It's not really news, of course, that online commerce has taken a huge bite out of traditional in-store retailing. It's not news either that the billions in business done by Amazon and others escapes the sales taxes that so much local government depends on. So I doubt anyone in the room was surprised when Mr. Mathis hinted strongly that we'll be asked before long to raise our property taxes to pay for such desired services as expanded police and fire departments and better infrastructure maintenance. After the manager took questions, I checked with three of his bosses who were present. First Ward Councilman Clyde Ruffin, who seldom says much except when he's in the pulpit, told me the manager and his policies have his strong support. My representative, 4th Ward member Ian Thomas, was also positive, though as usual willing to detail a few areas in which he wants further study. Mayor Brian Treese, who was elected last year after a campaign in which he criticized some Mathis policies, if not the man himself, was a bit more restrained, but also generally positive. He reminded me that he is a data guy, and the data cited by the manager had impressed him favorably. I left City Hall thinking that Mike Mathis is getting good at this. I also left thinking I'd feel better if I were Ken Burton than if I were Tracy Wilson Kleekamp. I'm George Kennedy.
That was George Kennedy sharing his most recent opinion column for the Columbia Missourian. You can find the complete text online at the Missourian. I'm Sarah Shariari, KBIA News, Columbia.
Thank you.